Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are going to be chatting about three lifestyle swaps to help you enhance your stress resilience. So before I dive into this episode, I want to let you know there is an episode that kind of has a similar concept. So it's an additional three lifestyle swaps that can help you reduce stress and reduce overwhelm. So that is actually episode 46. If you enjoy this episode and you want to know more ways that you can address stress and create more stress resiliency, go ahead, check out that episode. It's episode 46. I'll make sure it's also in the show notes so that you can easily access it. But why are we talking about this, right? Why do I keep bringing this topic up? Why do I think it's so important? And I think that by now, we all know how much stress management is important, right? We know how stress can negatively impact us, and we've all experienced probably a few stressful years making our way through a pandemic, a global pandemic, and just navigating re-entering life, and life just gets stressful sometimes, right? So I don't think I need to explain that to you all, but I do want to give you a little bit of context as far as what this idea of stress looks like in my world and with the clients that I work with. So essentially what we have, and what I like to call it, is a stress bucket. So you might not feel stress in one particular area of your life, but instead we might have little stressors that are kind of adding up in different areas of our lives. And all of the stress just enters into the same bucket, right? So it's so important that we are conscious as to how much stress is actually entering that bucket. And do we need to empty it, right? Do we need to create more space in there? Do we need to give ourselves a break or rest or whatnot, right? It's so important that we are evaluating that stress and remembering that it is a bucket and that it doesn't necessarily differentiate between different types of stressors. So as far as some of the lifestyle swaps that I think are really important to integrate into your life, again, this is for you if you are someone who is trying to better manage stress, maybe you're trying to be more proactive about stress. And really, if I could give you any guidance, and the main takeaway that I would like for you to take from this episode is that our way of handling stress should be more proactive than reactive. What I mean by that is that instead of being reactive about stress, so say you have a crisis at work, somebody is leaving, that adds extra work to your plate. Instead of responding to that stress by getting a massage or things like that, instead, I want you to have practices that you integrate that are actually proactive for stress management. So instead, that might be things like boundaries. That might be things like taking care of yourself, making time for self-care, making yourself nice meals, you know, being able to do those things before a crisis happens, right? Because that is what actually increases our stress resilience. Our ability to handle stress is a reflection of the proactivity that we take in order to manage stress. So if possible, if at all possible, being able to have things in place before these crises happen can be really beneficial for your overall stress resilience. So without further ado, these are going to be three lifestyle swaps that you can make today. And the best part is that they're all pretty productive. So number one, replace some of, notice how I said some of, your HIIT workouts. So those high intensity interval workouts, maybe that's Orange Theory, maybe that's F45, maybe that is CrossFit. Replace those workouts for some strength training, maybe some yoga, maybe some walking, or maybe even some rest. If you are consistently doing HIIT style workouts, that can cause additional stress on the body. I'm not saying that you can never do them. If you love going to Orange Theory, I support you 100%. But at the same time, maybe we scale back the frequency. You do not need to be going to Orange Theory or CrossFit or F45 or any other high intensity exercise 5 days a week. You do not need to be doing that. So scaling back those workouts and opting for some activities that are not as intense on the body, right? Again, that can be strength training, yoga, even meditation, walking, resting, whatever that looks like, okay? And this is really important because our body doesn't necessarily, again, like we said earlier, doesn't know the difference between stress. So exercise is a stress on the body. It can be a good stress. It can be a positive stress. But it also has a point of diminishing returns, right? So there comes a point when excessive exercise or too much exercise can be harmful to your overall health and to the progress that you're making in the gym, right? You might notice that. You might notice more fatigue in your body. You might be really struggling with soreness and things like that. All of those are indicators that we should not be doing as much HIIT work that we are doing. Okay. Again, if you love it, I totally understand. You can absolutely incorporate it. I'm not saying not to incorporate it. It's just maybe replacing some of those workouts with some lower intensity activities that are still productive and still good for your health. Rest is productive. Yes, it is. Okay, number two, let's see if we can swap some of those toxic products, whether that's beauty products, cleaning products, food products, things that we utilize, things that we ingest. Can we replace some of those for some less toxic ones? And again, I'm not saying to never use a product that is more toxic than others, right? And I think that this topic can get extremely overwhelming for people because we feel like we need to do a complete overhaul. That is not what we're talking about here. Instead, I'm asking you to maybe take one cleaning product and replace it with a cleaner cleaning product. Maybe that's taking one beauty product and replacing it with one cleaner beauty product. Absolutely start small because it is so easy to lose your mind when you start doing this. But over time, as you slowly, maybe every month you pick a new item, every month you pick one item to replace. And an app that I absolutely love to use is the Environmental Working Group app. It's EWG app. And they actually rate products based on different factors in terms of the ingredients within them. And so if you can find ones that have a lower rating, that is going to be a cleaner product in general. It's just not very regulated in the United States. In other countries, they do a really good job of not allowing certain products or certain ingredients in our products that can be harmful to our health. And so in other countries, they do a better job of having just naturally cleaner products available. That is not the case over here. We often struggle with a lack of guidelines and banned ingredients. That doesn't really happen. There are some things, obviously, that cannot be put in products, but ultimately, we don't have the same structure and the same intensity that other countries have so that their consumers are absorbing less toxic products. So this is why it's really important that we are being conscious as consumers of the things that we do buy, where we are buying them from, and how that is affecting our health. Because too many toxic products can actually affect our toxin exposure, right? And that can affect our health. That can affect how we feel, how we digest food, how we feel overall in terms of our wellness, right? It's really important that we are paying attention to that. And again, not being crazy about it, just slowly replacing things over time, one at a time. Number three, replacing some of those convenience foods for more whole foods. So this is a conversation that I have with clients a lot, right? It's this idea of, okay, well, I have these nutrition goals and I want to get more protein. And how do I do that if I am traveling or on the road or busy in between things? Like, how do I make that happen? And again, it's always going to depend on you and what you have access to and your availability and all those things. But essentially, the more often that we can opt for whole foods, whole unprocessed foods, the better, right? So are there some little swaps that we can make in your diet and the foods that you consume? Maybe that is instead of having sandwiches with processed turkey, you know, roast beef, things like that, instead of having that 5 days a week, can we replace that with a protein that you cook at home, right? Can we maybe swap that for something that can be a little bit more nutritious and easier for the body to digest and for the body to process? And again, I'm not saying you can never eat sandwiches, right? Maybe instead we have two or three sandwiches a week and instead have a different protein option at lunch. Just something that can start to increase more of that whole food consumption, right? And you might feel annoyed by this episode. You might be annoyed that I told you to be conscious of the amount of sandwiches that you consume. I know that my husband will feel very sad that I said this, but it's honestly these little swaps that can make a really big difference. The toxic products can be really stressful in the body. The convenience foods, the processed foods can be really stressful on the body. The HIIT workouts can be really stressful on your body. So it's these little micro lifestyle swaps that you can make today that do not have to be a complete overhaul. They are not meant to be something that you completely eliminate from your life. That is not what I'm saying. The focus here is to just see if we can make some tiny little swaps, and maybe it's one new thing a month, maybe it's one new thing a week, right? Where can you do this for yourself, for your family, for those around you, and just create a healthier environment for yourself? So we'd love to hear which of these that you feel would be most beneficial to you. I would love for you to shoot me a message on Instagram. Tell me which one you are planning on implementing over the next couple of weeks. If it is none, that is okay. If you would like to save this episode for another time, feel free to do so when you are in a better place to maybe make some of these lifestyle swaps. But either way, I hope that you realize how much our lifestyle can actually impact our ability to manage stress. That's obviously a big takeaway from this. How can we be more proactive about our stress management? We can make swaps in our lifestyle that are going to be really beneficial for our health. So would love to hear how this goes for you. And I hope you all have a great rest of your week.